Welcome to Seltzer Deathmatch, the quest to find the best seltzer in America. We're your judges. I'm Travis Larchuk.
And I'm Rachel Ward, and today's special guest judge is Lynn Levy. Hello, Lynn.
Hello.
Lynn, you used to be a producer at Radiolab. Mm-hmm. Are you comfortable with us editing the coughing out of this podcast?
No, you have to keep the coughing. Are you kidding? The coughing is really important. You have to have all the little tiny little details. In fact, what I hope you would do is take the coughing and edit into some kind of musical motif that would run underneath the Seltzer podcast. I mean, if you had any chops, that's what you would do.
Okay, so maybe this will help settle everybody in.
Yeah.
Check. One, two, one. Go. Is that okay?
That's fine. Okay. It's really great. It was very old-timey. I feel like what you're really doing is like an old-timey radio drama about like a bank robbery or something.
Wait, I'm trying to figure out what the name of this would be.
The Bubbler.
Brought to you by Pert.
The bubbliest shampoo in town. It's The Bubbler. Previously on The Bubbler. A man opened a seltzer in front of a bank.
And then what happened?
You can't just leave us there, Travis.
That was all there was.
That was the last episode.
Most of it was product placement.
Right.
They had to explain why shampoo was part of it.
Don't you guys feel like maybe it should be underwritten by a seltzer company? I don't want to tell you how to do your jobs, but...
Hey, who has a seltzer podcast here?
You make the deals where you can make the deals.
So, Lynn, we ask this question of all of our guests. It is, what is your relationship with seltzer?
I would say that seltzer is my go-to drink, for sure.
So why don't we move on to today's seltzer death match battle. Yeah. And Rachel, because these have foreign names, can you please pronounce them? Because I'm afraid that I'm going to sound dumb.
The first one is Vichy Catalan.
This is
one of the more elaborate bottles that we've encountered. It looks like maybe giraffe patterned, but it's clear glass. And it's going up against Rachetta Brio Blue.
So this is actually a matchup of a mineral water versus a spring water.
Yes.
Okay. Let us know what you think in the comments. All right. So why don't we open up the Vichy Catalan. Bottoms up.
What the hell is that?
This is a mineral water, so you are going to be tasting some minerals.
This, to me, has a much more aggressive bubble than I thought it would. It's a very fine bubble, and it was extraordinarily viscous in my mouth. When I, swallowed it, I was like, ooh, this is, a little bit, snot, kind of.
Ugh. That's not great.
I was very surprised by the body of it.
My initial feeling was that it was like someone had poured a little bit of pickle juice into it. It's very briny, or seawater, I guess, would be a more charitable way of saying it. But it's I don't know if this meets the criteria for water. It's more of like a marinade. Like a thing that you would put a pork shoulder in.
With hints of pier and boardwalk.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we take another sip and we're going to go into sense, memory, anything, the first thing that comes to mind. To me, this reminds me of this time when I was at the Embassy Suites in Williamsburg, Virginia, as a child, went out into the swimming pool. And I started to drown.
I don't want to question your lived experience, but I do want to know what the quality about this mineral water is that brought you to that memory.
Oh, I was ASEing it, so I went from this tastes salty like the ocean, and then I was like, the ocean makes me think of swimming, and swimming makes me think of this time when I was in the swimming pool at the Embassy Suites.
Okay.
Swimming makes me think of drowning.
Oh, yeah.
This makes me think of how sometimes when you're sick, your sense of taste gets screwed up. Like, this tastes broken.
I guess this makes me think of the time that I took a pickling class. But it turns out that I am very worried about botulism. And so, really the only thing that I did during that class was ask a lot of questions about botulism and how I could avoid botulism in my pickling endeavors in the future. And by the end of the class, I had not really been reassured about botulism, and I never pickled anything again.
Okay, so the next one here is Rochetta or Rochetta Brio Blue or Blur. I don't know.
Crack it open. Not a fun open
pretty
sound.
Pretty weak.
Yeah.
Pretty weak.
It has a fetid vegetable quality of like,
oh no,
rank fridge.
I don't think I've ever moved into an apartment that didn't have one bottle of mustard in the fridge already.
It does actually come with the fridge. You've never had a new fridge, no. But it comes with a bottle of mustard.
It just shows up. Does it come with an old bottle of mustard, or does it come with a new bottle of mustard that gradually becomes old?
I think the latter.
The latter one.
I mean, what do you think you're paying that broker for? You know what I'm saying? This tastes to me like nothing, and I just want to, like, I don't normally comment on the bubbles of the seltzer because it's not a big deal to me, but this is so much of a nothing to me that not even the bubbles are doing anything for me. I'm getting nothing out of anything of this whole thing.
I think it has like a rainwater quality, kind of.
So, Rachel, we already got your sense memory about the refrigerator. So, Lynn, what is your sense memory for this seltzer?
When I was in college, there was a house called Earth House. At one point, they were making dandelion wine in their closet, and then they had a party where they fed everyone the dandelion wine. And then there were obviously they did the composting in the closet, and then also there was a point at which they were just pooping in a bucket because they wanted to do like a DIY composting toilet in their closet. This is not really this water's fault. I feel bad pinning it on this water, but it is a thing that happened for sure. It was tough because all the really good parties were there, so you had to go over there to go to the parties, but you knew there was a bucket of poop in the closet.
What was the conversation where the first person who thought of pooping in a bucket in their own house convinced another person that this was a good idea?
I'm actually more interested in the conversation that happened like three steps down the line where they had to convince the last person in the house.
Well, at that point, it seems easier because, you know, while everybody else is doing it, I guess I've got to... This must be normal.
That's like gaslighting. Like, imagine being the one person in the house. It's like 12 Angry Men. Is that the movie where... Yeah, 12 Angry Men. And you have to convince the one holdout that, like, no, it's super normal to poop in a bucket in your closet. We're all doing it. It's fine.
If you work for Rochetta Brio Blue, we're really, really sorry.
It's actually totally fine.
I think we should vote. I'm going to go with... the Rochetta Brio Blue.
I'm going to go for the Vichy Catalan because I like salt. All right, so Lynn, it's up to you to break the tie. What's it going to be?
A lot of pressure. I'm going to go with the Bleu because when I put the other one in my mouth, I think what I said was, what the hell is that? And that's not a reaction that I normally want to have to a beverage.
That means that the Rochetta Brio Blue moves on to the quarterfinals of the Seltzer Deathmatch. Lynn, you've been a fantastic special guest judge. Do you have anything that you would like to plug?
Going to movies without watching the previews first, which is a thing that I often have trouble convincing people to do. But I think it puts you in a good headspace. You get to go in and have a genuine surprise.
Well, thank you so much. This has been Seltzer Deathmatch. You can follow us on Twitter at Seltzer Death. And be sure to subscribe and review us on iTunes. It helps other people find the show. I'm Travis Larchuk.
And I'm Rachel Ward. CO2 you later.
Check. One, one,
two, one, 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 one,